Well, hey guys, it's been a little bit. If you listen to the last two podcasts, which somehow got out of order, I do not know how I unpublished and republished and got them out of order. So if you listened to those, you know that I've been walking through a season of grief. It's been quite a season. I'm way better than I was. But that grief did leave me in a state of loss, I guess. Well, of course, loss, grief, lost in the world, like lost with not sure what to do with myself, not sure what to do with my time. I tell you what I've done with my time. I've ate too much sugar and have my body in inflammation. So I've had a lot of health issues, which I've talked to you, I think, on here before about the fibromyalgia and all that. But I recently went to the doctor and they think I may have a hiatal hernia, and so I've been dealing with that, and we'll have to have my stomach scoped here in a couple of weeks. So I've had ongoing stomach issues since I was a child. I've always held my emotions in two different areas, my neck and my stomach. I've always got the blunt effect from, you know, any kind of stress or negative emotions. So that's what I've been doing. But there's also lots of exciting things. I don't remember if I told him the last time that I had kind of changed up with my animals in the backyard. I have a backyard farm. They actually call that urban homesteading now, or something like that. It's literally a thing now. They have made it a actual thing where you could probably get government grants. You have to sell like $1,000 worth of something, eggs, tomatoes, something that you produce. So I, you know, I have the backyard farm, and I had a goat that I'd raised from a baby last year. She was a bottle baby, and she was a, oh, if you can hear, I have a new puppy too. She was a boar goat. She is a boar goat. She is still alive, but she got really big, and she would get moved around and put in the yard and moved around so she could eat grass, because I have like almost an acre out in town. I have almost an acre. It's like three lots. No. And so she got super big, and she was dragging me around, and then she's ornery. She's like spoiled, so she was starting to headbutt me. She did have horns, and she was starting to hit me in the back of the leg. Well, because I am single and I'm here by myself, I started getting super nervous about that, you know, and I brought her a friend over, and my daughter got out of the goat business and gave me her Nigerian dwarf goat, and so I had her here, and she was pregnant, so she had a baby, and it just, my dog is having lots of fun. It wasn't working out because of her getting so aggressive. She was hurting the little smaller goat, and she was spoiled. So I actually sent her to the farm, as in a farm, not, you know, and she is with a wonderful family on the farm. They said she is the head honcho. She's running the goat farm now. So I think that's super cool. I had the ducks. I've talked about those on here. I did lose one of my ducks. I had gotten two new roosters given to me. And on the roosters, one of them got in with the duck pen, flew over somehow, and they got into it, and it was hot. And I lost my male duck, which broke my heart, and they're a pair. And so she didn't have anyone to, you know, stay with or whatever. So she also went to the farm with Annie the goat. And they said she's doing wonderful as well. So that's an update on those. And my Tweed dog, which is a McNab, and she was, I think, 9 or 10. When I got her, she was 7. And that was in 2021 when I broke my leg. And what happened then was, if you haven't heard the podcast on that, I broke my leg March 2nd of 2021. And I was on crutches, which I'd never been on before. And I had a little corgi Australian Shepherd mix, and they're called Augie dogs. And his name was literally Augie. I named him that before I knew that was what they were literally called. which is crazy. Anyways, I had let him go to my sister's house, and he bolted out the door and got on the highway and was killed and literally devastated me. And so some pastors in Texas raised McNabs, and they had one that had started losing her babies, and they wanted to rehome her. She had done, you know, some cattle working stuff and everything, and they wanted to rehome her. And I just made a comment. I don't know why I'm telling the long story that should be short, but they wanted to rehome her, and I just put on there, not ever thinking that I would actually get her, was wished I lived closer, I would take her. And she was like, I will load her up and bring her to you. Well, I ended up going down there. Now, if you've listened, you know 2021 was really bad, because I ended up with a spider bite that landed me in the hospital for like an entire week on the opposite leg that was broke, the other one. So I was in pretty bad shape. So got healed up enough. We took a drive down and we got her, and she was very, very timid. Now she wasn't timid like if a stranger, she would let people know they don't belong here, but she was very nervous, and I think it's a lot of their disposition. She was so sweet, but at the same time, she did not like the grandbabies. She would hide from the kids. She wouldn't let anybody take care of her but me. She wouldn't go out for them. If I was gone and somebody had to come in and take care of her, she would not go outside. She wouldn't let people touch her. And this had gone on for a long time. And it made my kids nervous with their babies. And I didn't think she would ever hurt them. But, you know, I noticed her nipping a little bit if they were close, and not biting them, but nipping. And I don't know, it was starting to really bother me. Well, I went to camp Labor Day weekend. And now when I say she wouldn't let anybody near her, nobody, there was only one person that ever was able to take care of her besides a kennel that was trained to. My niece is the only one that had ever got to stay with her, and she loved my niece. She didn't like anybody but my niece. And so, well, and me and her previous owners. Labor Day weekend, we're at camp. And by the way, I've been up since 4:55, because I'll tell you that story in a little bit. And I've had now my second cup of very strong coffee. So I'm just going and going and going. Anyways, we were at camp and we were having a big cookout. I had her kennel there. She was over on the other side of the camper. My sister says, no. My sister says, did you get rid of Tweed? And I said, no, you didn't. There's some man walking a dog around that looks just like yours. I said, well, it's not my dog, because my dog would have ate him. And she said, oh, it looks just like him. Looks just like her. And I look up and I see my future sister-in-law, which I'm on my way today to head towards Colorado to watch her marry my brother. I see her best friend's man walking my dog around. And I was like, what just happened? Next thing I know, he is on the ground loving on her. They're playing. She's like got all this life and energy, and she's playing with him on the ground. And I knew right then that this was God, because they don't have small children. And apparently he's a dog whisperer. And he was talking to me about her, and I said, I cannot believe that you were able to get that dog out and that you were walking around with this dog. And I said, I have a question for you. This is going to break my heart, but would you be interested in taking her home? Because she's not happy where I'm at. And I mean, if it's just me and her, she's okay. But I have my grandkids in and out, and I said, she's not happy here. And I can't go anywhere without, I mean, I had to take her, or I'd have to drive back and forth, even from campgrounds. I just couldn't leave her with people if I had to travel or do anything. And I could leave her outside, but she did not like that. She had grown up outside a lot, but I had spoiled her, and she had a lot of skin allergies, and I didn't want to do that. So he talked to his girlfriend, and they decided to take her. And I was like, okay, I'm never having an inside dog again. I'm not going to do it. And then I was like, ugh, I cannot stand this. Well, I went to bed And I had dreamed, this was like within 4 days of this, I had dreamed that I got a corgi, which is one of my dream dogs, which my dog Augie was half corgi, and I would have taken another one like that too. But I just love their personalities and their look. And I had this dream that I got a corgi dog. Anyways, I was sharing on Facebook about, you know, that I had because I keep everything up on social media. People know about my animals and farm. And I put on there, you know, that I had had to relocate or rehome Tweed, and that she was with a wonderful family. And I was talking about my other animals and how there's a lot of stressful things going on since my friend's death, and that I had kind of had to make some choices to make life less stressful so that my anxiety attacks would slow down. And I said, I had this dream that I got a corgi, and I said, maybe one day, that's always been my dream dog. And this lady sends me, she's a client and a friend, she sends me a text that morning and sends me pictures of 3 corgi, black and white corgi puppies in their little kennel, and says, you need one of these. I was like, oh man. Well, I'm thinking $500-$600 or up, because that's what they usually are. And I said, oh, how much? And she goes, let me get back to you. And she tells me $250. And I'm like, what? And she says, yeah, which the reason for that was the market is down right now because there was an overload. That happens. The market will go up and down. I was like, oh man. Okay. I had a name picked out. I wanted a female. Lucy and Ethel is what my friend Maver and I would send like memes and make kind of little jokes about Lucy and Ethel. And I wanted to name a girl Lucy, and I wanted to use one of Maver's middle names because she had more than one middle name. And so I went out and I looked at the 3, and I was so hoping that, because there were 2 males and 1 female, and in the pictures, the female did not have her ears up, and I was like, oh no, I've got to have the ears, which they explained how the ears work and that they come up more and more. Well, she actually was just the way she was sitting. Her ears were fine when I got there. And so I fell in love with Lucy Lynn, which is my brand new tri-black color. They're, I think, called American Corgis. They're crossed between 2 different corgi breeds. So she's a little black and white, and she has a little bit of tan on her too. She is the new love of my life. So I now have her here. She got me up at 4:55 this morning to play. Well, she had to go potty, but then we've been playing. And I really needed the sleep because we are headed to Colorado tonight, and we've got about 5 or 6 hours to go before we stay the night somewhere, and we're not even leaving out of here till late. So I thought, wow, I feel like I have a newborn baby in the house. But she's worth it. We've been playing and having fun. And I think, if I didn't say, the Nigerian dwarf had her baby. His name is Dax. He is a doll, and her and Lucy and Dax play together. He's cute. When I get back, we'll have to deal with him. He'll have to get his vaccines and stuff, and he'll be at the age to start doing all of his upkeep. And I haven't decided if he's getting dehorned or not. Probably not. I hate doing that. I know they do that to cattle and stuff, but I just hate doing it to a goat. But there are ways. I found out ways that you can put little pool noodles on the end of their horns when they get big enough to start stabbing you in the back of the leg, like my other one did. So that's the farm update. Let me see what else I can come up with. Okay, so I am still selling life insurance. I have not done very well with it because I have not pushed myself to get out and network. Ma'am, no. These people don't want to hear you yapping. No, hurts their ears. No. She wants to play. Hold on. I just realized I was sitting by my fan, so there's definitely fan noise. So I turned that off, so that might help as well. What was I saying? Okay, still selling life insurance, still cleaning houses. Like I said, I've been struggling with my health a lot, which a lot of that is my fault for allowing things to stress me out and for eating bad to deal with stress. So those are things that I have to overcome big time because it's just out of hand with the inflammation in my body. And to be really honest, my body has been not the same since I had COVID in 2021, you know, after having a horrible infection in my body from a brown recluse bite and a broken leg. I got COVID pretty bad at like August of that year. Really probably should have been in the hospital, but I refused, absolutely refused, and did everything in my power. I mean, they did have medication. They gave me ivermectin and they gave me antibiotics, and I think I drank a gallon of NyQuil that 2 weeks or whatever, but I was in bad, bad shape, and it did something to my body. And then I got COVID again the next year in October, which would have been last fall. And my body just has not been the same. And I know many people that are going through that. And a lot of people say, oh, it's just a common cold. Now, listen, I am not for a lot of things involved in that. I just won't say in case somebody tries to get me in trouble for it. So, but I do not think it is a normal cold or normal flu. I don't care what anybody says about that. It just, I've had other flus and colds, and nothing has ever affected my body like this or my friends. I mean, I lost a lot of my hair. I've had the flu and colds many times, and I've never lost my hair from it. So they can, people can say whatever crap they want to say. It is straight from the pit of hell. It is a, anyways, I'm going to stop talking about it because I don't know who monitors these platforms, but it is straight from the pit of hell is what COVID is. Needless to say, my body hasn't been the same. And so I'm going to have to work extra hard of getting control of my eating, because anything that feeds inflammation, sugar, bad carbs, it's just not good for your body. Chemicals, the preservatives, the crap that's in our food, it's just not good. Let's see what else. That's pretty much it on updating. I mean, I'm still struggling to get my faith walk back in order. Since 2020, it's not been like it was. It's not been good. And I've kind of swung far to the right or far to the left. I'm not talking political. I'm talking like you can be very religious and uptight and not go, you know, I don't know, just not have any grace or balance for yourself in your life. And then you get like, oh, your eyes are open to that, so you swing the other direction and act like a fool. And I'm just trying to get a balance back where I can enjoy my life, have fun, not think everything's a sin, but then not go acting like a crazy person at the same time. And I'm just trying to walk that out. Plus the anger and the frustration and the fear and all those things that everybody has dealt with since the pandemic. And then on top of that, losing my best friend, it just kind of spiraled me down. So I'm kind of working on that. I need to work on it a little bit more. I woke up, it's been about 3 mornings ago, and I heard this. This is what I heard as I was waking up. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but you are not hearing. And I was like, what? What does that mean? I listen to the word. I read it. I do devotionals. I'm around people that preach, and I go to church, you know, and go to Bible study some. And what does that mean? I hear it all the time. And then what the Lord was trying to say to me was hearing with understanding, hearing with application, hearing with living it out in my life. And I was like, oh, he's definitely right on that, because I really haven't been walking that walk like I used to. So that is something I'm really trying to work on and give myself grace and not beat myself up that I'm not where I used to be. Let's see, what does Joyce Meyer say? I may not be where I'm going, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. I'm okay. I'm on my way. So I love that saying, and that's just what I'm going to go with. And you know what? I think I'm going to end the podcast with that, because it is almost 7 o'clock and I hear the goats out there hollering at me. It's time to go feed my little backyard farm. So you guys take care, and hopefully I'll have another podcast next week. I swear I am going to do interviews. It's just, I've been having to get my feet back underneath me. I had interviews scheduled. I had people lined up. And then when Maver was killed in that accident, she was in the accident and passed away a few days later. I quit on a lot of things. And so I've got to get myself back in there. So we're going to do that. And we will just keep trucking together. I know, you know, this podcast isn't, it's not like a lot of people listen to it, but here's my philosophy about that. If one person is encouraged by what I'm going through and what I've overcome and what I'm walking through, that's all I care about. You know, I hope one day that when I start doing interviews and stuff, that for the sake of the people I'm interviewing, that I will increase on the numbers, but I don't advertise this like I should, and I need to get on that. Anyways, I rabbit trail there. You guys, take care, God bless, and have an amazing day, whatever day of the week you're listening to this.